This is a spoiler-filled review of Upgrade, starring a bunch of folks you might not know, and some you might know. First being the lead actor, which is Logan Marshall Green. Also Betty Gabriel, Harrison Gilbertson, Benedict Hardy, Simon Maiden, and Michael M. Foster. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. The synopsis is as follows, and you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. After his wife is killed during a brutal mugging that leaves him paralyzed, Gray Trace is approached by a billionaire inventor with an experimental cure that will upgrade his body. The cure, an artificial intelligence implant called STEM, gives Gray physical abilities beyond anything experienced and the ability to relentlessly claim vengeance against those who murdered his wife and left him for dead. So yeah, this is exactly what the movie's about, basically. I'm gonna start off with the bad first, because there's a lot of good in this movie. The first thing I say is bad about this movie is the fact that the trailer gives away a lot of the film, unfortunately. The fun thing about this one is I never knew this movie was coming out. So when I heard people mentioning that Upgrade came out in theaters, I was like, let me go see it because it might be good. And I'm glad I didn't watch the trailers because I just watched the trailer like a couple minutes ago. And I was like, wow, this gives away a lot of the movie. If I watched this here, I wouldn't have been as surprised when I watched the movie. Because when I watched the movie, it's like, all right, he gets his body upgraded. I'm not really sure what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. So when seeing these things on the screen happen, I'm like, yes, don't watch the trailer. Watch the movie first and then potentially go see the trailer afterwards. And so you won't be messed up at all. So you're good to go. Without watching the trailer, pretty good movie. Very, very good movie. Back to all the bad stuff. So another bad thing for me was the fact that the STEM artificial intelligence was a villain for the movie, I guess you could say that, because he orchestrated the whole thing, which you kind of feel was happening. It's like a switch on a switch. You could see it from the beginning. When you watch the car scene happen, you could tell that there's something amiss, and you could really figure out what's going on because of the way how STEM took control of the car to get him away from the cop. So it flashes back to your head, like, did that same thing happen in the beginning of the movie? So it might have been STEM who did it instead of the other dude, which he was being controlled as well. That's the only thing I was like, wow, okay, that kind of semi-surprised me because I didn't know he would be controlling that dude as well. So that's the only thing I was like, oh, surprising. All right, that's kind of cool to see that happen. But the fact that STEM was the major villain for the film was a downgrade. Pun intended. Downgrade for me. So that's probably the major bad thing for me when you talk about this movie in general. Besides that, there's not much else besides the cliche storyline, kind of. Everything else is solid. Now to the good things. This is a pretty dang good shot movie. Action was crisp. Logan was amazing in this role. I can say that. Logan was very, very amazing. When you see his reaction when he's doing these action moves and when STEM is taking control of his body, you definitely feel that he doesn't have any control. So kudos to Logan Marshall Green. He did such an amazing job. If this one thing you take away from this movie, he did an amazing job definitely portraying his character. Yeah, that's definitely something you need to really realize from jump. It's not like, oh, he's kind of reacting and you can kind of tell that it's not really working out. You can really see that he put a lot of effort into it. And it shows, and it's definitely a better film because he's in it, for sure. The rest of the movie, story-wise, if if you watch it, it keeps on going, and that's the good thing about it. It doesn't really slow down at all. It kind of keeps its flow consistently going for the whole runtime, which is a good thing. It's only roughly like an hour and a half, which I feel that the hour and a half is a good time frame, because if it went any longer, then you might have saw the kinks in his armor. But the fact that it was an hour and a half was the perfect time for it. Most of these movies now these days want to go for the 2-hour mark, want to add in more layers of junk into their movies when they don't need to. Sometimes you need to really just keep it to a point where your movie is what it is and you flow the storyline properly. So this movie did that. And I'm happy for it. I really am happy for it. It's a great little surprise. I think as I mentioned about the bad, about it being the trailer ruins basically everything for it, for the most part. If you don't watch the trailer, then this is a even better film than what it was. Because the trailer gives quite a bit away. I surprised how much it gave away in the trailer. If you don't watch the trailer, then everything in the movie will be fresh and brand new to you. And you're like, wow, this is crazy. But if you do watch the trailer, it might happen where you still want to know what happens in the movie, but all the crazy parts that you see in there, it really shocked me when I did see the movie, because it showed quite a bit of the action. But there's still quite a bit of action more left in the movie itself. So definitely, it's a solid film. It really is a solid film. Barring the whole cliche-ness of it towards the end, I do like the lead character. I do like the fact that the story runtime was pretty solid and it flowed properly. And the ending was interesting. It kind of reminded me of Ex Machina a little bit, where she basically wins in the end. So it's kind of cool the fact that Grace Trace doesn't win at the end. I like that fact because, you know, sometimes you need the villain to win. If there's a part two, I wouldn't mind it. Possibly, you know, Gray trying to take his body back. It wouldn't be too bad of a story. But for this one here, it is definitely a plus. One of the sleeper movies for me, because it didn't get too much marketing. So I'm glad that it didn't get too much, because it would have ruined quite a bit more of the story. So I'm glad that happened. But all in all, it's a great, solid movie. You should definitely go watch this, for sure. So that's my review of Upgrade. You should catch me on all social medias at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. Let me know what you thought about this movie. Put down in the comments down below if you agree with me or not. I like to hear your feedback. It's definitely something I appreciate. And I'll catch you reviewers next time.